A new state-commissioned analysis of the U.S. Senate health care bill says it would lower Medicaid payments to the state by $3.1 billion over 6 years. That's an even bigger cut than in the bill the House passed. The report by Manette Health says the 34,000 Alaskans now covered by Medicaid expansion could lose coverage after 2020, and the state may have to make cuts elsewhere, too. In Washington this week, Senate leaders postponed a vote on the bill, but said they'd try again after the July 4th recess. The Urban Institute did its own analysis of the Senate bill. It says the legislation would leave 67,000 fewer Alaskans insured. The liberal think tank says Medicaid cuts combined with lower support for people who buy their own insurance would slash federal health care spending in Alaska by $643 million in 2022.